Proverbs chapter 31, verses 30 and 31. I want to welcome those of you that are visiting with us today. It's a joy to have you in the service this morning. Proverbs chapter 31, verses 30 and 31. Proverbs chapter 31, verses 30 and 31. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. I'm going to talk to you this morning on how to be a great mother. So I'm going to preach a how-to sermon, and I know it seems a little strange that a man would stand up here and tell you how to be a great mother. But what I found in the book of Proverbs is six different ingredients and qualities that would not only help a mother, would certainly help any mother, but would help anybody else as well. So you can all benefit from the message this morning, how to be great according to the book of Proverbs. Let's pray. Father, we ask your blessing upon this word this morning. I pray that it would touch each mother's heart. Lord, that it would be extended beyond each mother to all of us that are here, that we might all be great in your sight. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, here we go. The steps to a great mother. Number one, marry the right man. If you are not married yet, make sure that you marry the right man. Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 27 says, prepare thy work without and make it fit for thyself in the field, and afterwards build thine house. For the plague of many teenagers in America is the dilemma that they have of finding a spouse. How do you go about finding a spouse? How do you get the right one? I think the problem in a lot of areas is because we don't secure God's will for our lives before building the family. According to this verse, God wants you to secure his will for your life first, and then after you know God's will for your life, then you can establish your family and build your house. So if you are still unmarried in this room, make sure that you marry the right man first by securing God's will for your life. If you are surrendered to God's will and you are planning on going into, let's say, full-time Christian service, then that will narrow your candidates down quite a bit. Make sure that you are equally yoked with the direction of God's will for your life. Then you can be free to build your family. In fact, I encourage you to not to even start looking for a spouse until you are ready for marriage. Obviously, teenagers are not ready for marriage while they are still in high school. So find the right man. Those of you who are married, the person that you have married is the right person. And you commit yourself to them. And you dedicate yourself to them. And keep that commitment all the days of your life. So the first step in being a great mother is to marry the right man. Number two, obey the Great Commission. Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 30 says, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. In order to increase in wisdom, you need to be in the soul-saving business. You need to be a soul winner. You need to tell people about Jesus and witness about your faith. Not only is he that winneth souls wise, it is a wise thing to do, but also those who witness to others gain wisdom themselves. I've noticed that people who are concerned about others and those that are about the Lord's business and his kingdom, and especially this area of soul winning, are the ones who usually have their lives together even better than the rest. You need to seek to obey the Great Commission because you will soon have children who will follow you in your obedience in that area. Your children in return will be wise, and wisdom will be passed on down through the generations. You will find that God will grant you the wisdom and clarity needed in making decisions concerning the direction of your children's lives. But not just mothers ought to be soul winners. Everybody in this room who is able to present God's plan, simple plan of salvation, ought to be a soul winner. It'll make you great. The Bible looks at you as one who is wise. It is a wise thing to do, and you will be granted wisdom in other areas of life as well. By the way, the Great Commission is a command. It's not a gift, and it's not a choice. Also, to go and make disciples of all nations and baptize and teach people about Jesus Christ is the answer to the world's problems. How many of you agree with that? Is Jesus Christ, is he not the answer to the problems this world has? He is the only answer. Without him, we certainly would fail in every area. And so win people to the Lord, baptize them, teach them to win souls. First of all, marry the right man. Secondly, obey the Great Commission. Number three, train your children. Train your children. Training your children is a much needed ingredient to great motherhood. Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Please, if you are able to have children, then have them. Don't disobey God's command to be fruitful and multiply. And once you have children, train them. Train your children. Be involved in training your children in every area of life. And once you have grandchildren, be involved in your grandchildren's lives and train them. Do you know that the third generation of Christian homes do not usually get saved? The third generation, it stops with them. They don't usually get saved. Most denominations have died in the third or fourth generation. They might still exist, but they don't preach the gospel and hold to the truth like they once did. How many of you are second generation Christians? Can I see your hand? Your mom and dad were Christians. Good. How many of you are third generation Christians? Your grandparents were Christians. Super. Anybody here fourth generation Christians? Do you know? Great, great grandparents were Christians. Praise God. Amen. You just keep serving the Lord and you train your children and your grandchildren to serve the Lord as well. Train them in all areas of life. Train them to be diligent and to work with their hands. Proverbs 31:16 says, she considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hand she planteth a vineyard. Train your children to be kind and respectful. Train them to mind their manners. Train them to attend church. Quite frankly, mothers, I believe that you are the hope for the next generation. If you train your children and you lead them by a godly example, and you teach them and you lead them in the fear of the Lord, you are the hope for the next generation. The Bible says that her own works will praise her. Her children will rise up and call her blessed. That's what I want for you to have. I want your works to praise you. I want for your children to rise up and call you blessed. I said, marry the right man, obey the Great Commission, and thirdly, train your children. Number four, honor your parents. Honor your parents. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 8, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 20, my son, keep thy father's commandment, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Let me give you that are unmarried a hint. There's something that you need to look for in your future spouses. Look at how they treat their parents. If they are rude or disrespectful to their parents, even to their step parents, they will be rude and disrespectful to their kids or even to you. Now, you're no longer living in the house that you grew up in, but you continue to give your parents honor. You give them honor every chance that you get. You're no longer under the chain of command, but you're under a chain of counsel. It's great to be able to go to mom and dad and ask for their advice and counsel, no matter what age you are. It's always fun to get their counsel. Show your children how to treat their parents by how you treat your parents. Your kids will copy you. If you treat your parents with respect, they'll treat you with respect. If you treat your parents with disrespect, They will treat you with disrespect. You reap what you sow. How you treat your parents will be reflective of how your kids will soon treat you. Rebellious teenagers will often result in a soon-to-be parent of rebellious kids. So you honor your parents. You ask for their advice. You help them in any way possible within reason. So what are the guides to great motherhood? What does that include? Marrying the right man? Obeying the Great Commission? Being a soul winner? Training, teaching, and showing your children how to live life and to honor your parents and your spouse's parents. Number five, enjoy the Christian walk. Enjoy the Christian life. Enjoy being a Christian. Walk with happiness and joy in your soul. People say that, you know, you can have joy all the time, but you can't always be happy. And that's true to a certain extent, but do you know that the Bible has much to say about that word happiness? Psalm 144 and verse 15 says, happy is that people that in such a case, yea, happy is the people whose God is the Lord. Proverbs 3:13 says, happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. There are other verses that we could look at, but the Bible wants you to be happy. He wants you to reflect a happy and joyful attitude. Happy is the person who knows God and follows His ways. True happiness is found within the covers of the Bible. If you stay within the guidelines that God has laid down for you in these pages, then you will find the happiness that God has set apart for you, the happiness that God wants you to have. In fact, the Bible, I kind of view it as a fence, that as long as we stay within the boundaries of the Bible, we have freedom and liberty. Yeah, the Bible, it confines us in certain areas. There's laws that we are to follow, but those laws are there for our good and for our benefit. But sin is everything that is outside the fence. And these things lead us into trouble and away from God and bring sorrow in our life anyway. And every time you are away from God, you cannot enjoy the Christian walk. The most unhappy people I have ever met are those who once walked with the Lord and no longer do. Live in a backslidden condition. They are the most miserable people on the face of the earth because they have guilt, they know the right way, and they don't follow it. Please, have a good time living the kind of life that God would have for you to live. Your children, listen, your children will not follow you in your Christian walk if you cannot enjoy the Christian walk yourself. If you are not a happy, rejoicing Christian, there is no reason in the world why your children would want to serve the Lord either. So you set the example. And I know that things can be tough, and I know that there are times when you won't feel like smiling. But let that be the exception rather than the rule. Enjoy the Christian walk. Enjoy the Christian life. And so marry the right man. Be obedient to the Great Commission. Train your children. Honor your parents. And enjoy your Christianity. And number six, request, request, and request wisdom from God. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 5 through 7. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Understanding is the whys of life, and you'll never understand the whys of life until you can get wisdom. So wisdom is the main thing. Get wisdom. Continuously get wisdom from God. There should be a constant request to God over and over again. I don't think God ever tires of hearing us asking Him for wisdom. We face new situations every day. Lord, I need wisdom to face this situation. Lord, I have this problem. I need wisdom to know how to deal with this problem. Lord, give me wisdom. I have children's needs, and I have things that I have to do to look out for them. Lord, I need wisdom give me wisdom. Request it over and over again, because without wisdom, there is no understanding. Get as much as you possibly can. Get as much as you can. How can you get wisdom? Well, you can maintain a close walk with God. Keep fellowship with God open. Walk close to Him. Read your Bible daily. Not just read it, but study it. Meditate on what it says. Pray continuously. Maintain an adequate prayer life so that God will have fellowship with you. You don't ever want your fellowship with God to be broken. So walk close to Him, and while you're walking with Him, communicate with Him, pray continuously. And then always and always ask God for guidance and direction and for wisdom before making any decision in life. Ask God for wisdom and help. You know, it amazes me how flippant we are in this area. Before touching electricity, before anybody would become an electrician, you would go and study some manuals on electricity, or you would have somebody teach you and show you what you need to know about electricity and how you can handle it wisely. Before taking legal action, we would go and we would consult a lawyer. For taxes on complicated issues, we would visit an accountant. But you know, often in the decisions that we have to make on raising our children and how to treat our husband or how to live a proper Christian life, we fail to consult God through prayer and through His Word. And yet, you know, the Bible has a lot to say in those areas. We prepare ourselves for life. We prepare ourselves for our vocations and all of these things. But do we really take the time to prepare ourselves to be a good wife, good husband, a good parent? And so those are really the key issues of life. And so never be flippant in any of these areas, but seek the Lord for His wisdom and help in everything that you do. Part of the wisdom includes going to church and listening to the preaching and the teaching of God's Word. And so spell out the points that I've made for you. Marry the right man. Obey the Great Commission. Train your children. Honor your parents, because the way that you honor your parents will be the way that you are honored. Can I tell this story? It's our kids have found out how to honor us, and sometimes it becomes, I think, a little bit of a joke. If they want something from mom, they will go to mom and say, "Oh, mom, the most beautiful among women." And how do you say no to a child who honors you like that? So marry the right man, obey the Great Commission, train your children, honor your parents, enjoy the Christian walk, and request wisdom from God continuously. If you notice there, marry, obey, train, honor, enjoy, request. Those letters spell out the word mother. If you do all of these things, you end with mother, and you will be a great mother. You marry the right man, obey the Great Commission, train your children in all areas of life, honor your parents, enjoy the Christian walk, and request wisdom from God continuously. Could I have your heads bowed and your eyes closed this morning? If you have not done your best in any of these areas, one thing about God is that He is able to restore. And He's able to bring good out, even out of bad situations. And so I would simply tell Him this morning, "Lord, you know, I have not been obedient in all of these areas," and be specific with Him. But ask the Lord to forgive you and to give you a fresh start. And, you know, He will do that. He'll bring forgiveness and cleansing and healing into your life. And He'll give you a fresh start that you can do it right, that you might be able to serve Him, that you might be able to be a great mother. Not only a great mother, but a great Christian. For any of us in this room this morning, if we follow these principles laid out in Proverbs, we will be great. Lord, we thank You for this time. We thank you for our mothers, the mothers that you have given us. And I pray for each mother here this morning, Lord, that they would be great. Lord, for those that are not married yet, I pray, Lord, that you would lead them to the right person. Help them not to be overly anxious about it, but to make sure that they marry the right person. Lord, help them to be about the Great Commission. For those that aren't married especially have a greater opportunity, it seems, to be able to give their strength to you in the days of their youth and to obey your call to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Lord, help us to train our children in the ways of the Lord, that we might bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, teaching them the things that you have taught us. Lord, help us to honor our parents. Sometimes it might be difficult for some, so I pray that you would give them the grace to be able to do that. Lord, help us to enjoy the Christian walk. Lord, help us to realize that we are walking with you and the joy that should bring to our heart. And Lord, for those that are going through difficult times, I pray, Lord, that you would bring them through that. And even while they were going through, Lord, that you would give them a joy and a peace that passes all understanding. Lord, this final request for wisdom, Lord, we need it. We ask you, all of us, that you would give us wisdom, that you would not hold back, but Lord, you would be generous with your wisdom. Lord, that you would pour it out continuously to us as we need it. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.